Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
Oh, hi. It's us, your girls. We're doing back. The thing. I'm confused because I know the producer just told us how we're supposed to intro this, but I wasn't listening because I was thinking about sex. Thank you for downloading another episode of the Heels and Heels podcast, episode number 346. Or
thank you for downloading this bonus episode of the Holes and Holes Patreon number something.
10-ish.
12,
9. I think 10. It's 10.
Is confirmed. It
10? Yeah.
Wow. Look at us. Double digits.
Double digits. We did it. I guess
that's so many holes.
Oh god, that's like at least 20 holes,
at least. Maybe
that's a lot of holes. That's an orgy of holes.
That's what all orgies are.
Just holes everywhere.
Oh my god, being
sweaty, drippy holes.
sticky.
Ugh. Wow.
Anyway,
well, here we are. This is the future or the past. I'm on vacation. When you're listening to this, I'm on a boat.
She's on a boat.
Having boat sex.
Possibly.
Thinking
about drunk.
Thinking about how I can throw some family members overboard and get away with it.
It's not that hard.
I feel
it's
like
international
it's
waters.
I feel like it's harder than you think.
There's no laws.
Turns out there are laws because they won't let me have my tits out.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah, I think that they did the research last week and said, Carolyn, you officially cannot have your tits out.
But I told you, just get a tiny little top.
But that's not having my tits out. It's not the same thing.
Oh, my God. Bitch, it's close enough.
It'll work. And again, we'll just maybe... Or when you're hearing this, my triangle top fell off. It's so windy.
My boobs... It's so windy
and it's so
my
wet
top
and
just
cold.
Blew right off.
How perfectly perky my tits are. No, that's not true. I've got big boobs, which means gravity does its job.
Oh my god, gravity. Gravity.
I can feel it. I can feel it in my bones. I wish.
John Mayer.
I mean, I love my boobs. But also I'm like,
my boobs could go.
No, you wouldn't want them to go. But like they could be like different.
But if I could wear like a $15 Target bra.
Oh, yes.
I would be freaking unstoppable.
I could take on the world if I could fit in a bra from Target.
My boobs are holding me back.
I mean, I feel like they have their ups. They have their downs.
They're down.
I mean, they're up normally during the day. When they're contained, they're up. They're high. They're tight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to bed. Bra comes
wild,
off.
Wild
fucking
west.
Fucking Wild West. Knocking people out with my low-hanging fruit. And no, they're not that bad.
They're fine. They're great.
They're fine. I'm 33 years old and my breasts are large.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't know. Wow. Are you ready to talk about your holes?
I would love to talk about my hole.
Okay. I think you go first this time.
Well, I actually picked this hole in your honor.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm,
because you're going to be on a boat.
Oh no.
So I wanted to talk about something that would pertain to your situation.
Okay.
So I want to talk about portholes.
Portholes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Wow. It's pretty straightforward.
Great.
A porthole is a window. Thank you for my hole. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like, it's a window.
It's a window. I mean, it is. It's generally circular window on ships.
Okay.
That are used to admit and hold on to this light and air.
Oh.
Imagine a window.
Letting in light
and
air.
Yes.
Wow. The fucking
yeah.
Revolutionary.
Absolutely. A window.
But I mean, to be fair, putting a hole in a boat is kind of revolutionary. Like,
true.
You try to avoid holes in boats.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what Titanic taught us, if it taught us anything.
Yeah, I mean, it taught me a lot of things.
It taught me
that, like, sex is only hot if you're in a steamy car, right, and you have a handprint.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have the handprint. If you're right in a car, there better be at least one fucking handprint. Yeah. Or, like, what's even the point? What are you even doing with your life?
Exactly.
And also that Rose is a selfish cunt.
Oh, yeah. Rose is the worst.
She's pretty, pretty terrible.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah.
So, a porthole, it was specifically the phrase was used specifically for maritime origins, like boats and ships. But it can also be used to describe round windows on other vehicles like aircraft and automobiles or even spacecraft.
Oh.
A porthole on a spaceship. I recently watched Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century. space.
just general space.
I mean, most of the movie was technically on Earth. But I do love that song. Like, zoom, zoom, zoom.
Make my heart go boom, boom.
My supernova girl. First of all, that song was such my shit.
Zoom, 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 zoom.
Oh, my God. Go boom, boom, boom. I remember, like, sometimes they would play just the music video, like, during commercial breaks on Disney Channel. And I was like,
I fucking loved the music videos that they would play on commercial breaks on the Disney Channel.
Oh, my God. So I was like, I don't even have to watch the whole movie just to get the best part, which is the song. I could just, like, zoom, zoom, make my heart go boom, boom at any time. I loved that song, and honestly, I was listening to it. I'm like, the song is still a bop.
It is 100% a bop.
Oh, my God.
God, like, now I need to go watch that. I haven't watched Xenon yet.
Oh, my God. It's a delight.
But, like, do I know all the words to zoom, zoom, zoom?
Yeah.
Make my heart go boom, boom. My supernova girl? 100%. Absolutely.
And then it all just comes flooding back. You're like, oh, yeah. Interplanetary.
Oh, I'm in for a fucking wild ride with Xenon.
Oh, my God. Zetus Lapidus. So, obviously, it just keeps talking about how portholes are used to permit light and air when the ship is dark. And they're supposed to be, when they're closed, they're supposed to be a watertight, weathertight barrier.
Oh, so that you don't get water
in your boat. Okay. And then, like, sink to the bottom of the ocean.
A la Titanic.
Yes. A porthole on a ship may also be called a side scuttle.
That is a much more fun name.
I love that. That's a side scuttle.
Just, are you looking out your side scuttle?
Yeah.
Just take a gander out your side scuttle on the starboard side.
Yeah.
But
like it says,
boats.
A porthole is more of like a window that you could like open and close. Whereas the word
like a or like a up and down,
like you swing like, it out. And you're like, good morning. Goodbye. And like you're waving to them on deck like, goodbye. I'm leaving for America. And then the ship sinks and you never make it.
And you never make it. Titanic. Well, you do because you're on a
door.
Door.
A big door.
Big ass door.
Large door. And you're a small
large
woman.
And in charge door. Grand door.
Big old door.
Love a good door.
Yeah, and side scuttle is more for it could be a covered or uncovered hole.
Oh, just like an open
hole.
Gaming hole.
Big old hole.
Wow. Okay, cool.
So we learned that side scuttle is probably a cooler name.
I'm going to use side scuttle.
I want you to be on the ship and be like, look at that side scuttle. And everyone's just be like, what? And you're like, oh, what? You're not.
You don't understand maritime words?
Have like a pipe and like a captain's hat.
And one monocle.
And just be dressed in all white.
Head to toe white with like fucking loafers and be like,
science got on.
I love this character we've created. Now I need a new outfit. When am I gonna get to the store? Because now is the time to buy H to T white. January.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you for your hole.
Oh, thank you. There could be a lot of holes. I mean, there could be a lot of portholes on a ship or side scuttles.
I think there's a lot of side scuttles.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that all of the exterior rooms have side scuttles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I love a good side scuttle. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use that. I need to not forget side scuttle.
No, you can't.
Okay, cool. Wow, thank you for your hole. Are you ready for my hole?
I'm so ready.
I don't think you can handle my hole.
Probably not.
My hole, the hole that I've decided to select, is is a hole that has two different meanings. So okay. I am doing
it's a versatile hole.
It's a verse. I mean, it technically has one, two. Not. It only has two meanings, but then there's like a lot of other things that also are called this. It's foxhole.
Oh, it's like foxhole. What do the fox say?
What?
Hole, 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 hole.
So stupid. Okay, so fox holes. So like, there's first and foremost the holes that foxes make. They're like little,
yes.
They're a little burrow.
A den.
A little den where they live. They're a little foxhole.
Make their fox
and
babies.
And literally, it's on the Wikipedia, when I'm looking up all the different things, it says a burrow where a fox resides. See red fox hashtag denning behavior. I'm like, why is there a hashtag in my Wikipedia article?
Yeah, Wikipedia, I'm going to need you and also, to calm fully down.
And also hashtag denning behavior? Like, how fun.
Yeah.
It's another fucking word. Like,
yeah. Ooh, what's phrase. Your denning behavior?
Ooh.
Do you pray before and or after?
Has Jesus blessed your denning behavior? So we have like no proof that this is what the people that we were talking shit on do, but like we're gonna assume.
Oh, I assume hard.
Yeah.
On anyone who's like been to any church in the last like 6 months, yeah. I assume you pray before and after you fuck.
Yeah. I think that's pretty solid. I mean, I think that if you like, never mind.
Okay.
Keeping it in. The other type of hole that I want to talk about is a military fox hole.
Oh my God.
Which is
for people.
It's a people burrow.
Yeah.
People denning behavior. But they're just shooting people, not fucking people.
That's fun.
Yeah, no, it's far less fun. It was funny because you said yours was topical and I was like, unfortunately, mine is also topical because like.
War.
What's it good for? So it's a defensive fighting position where they construct a little burrow for like one or two or a lot, I guess. But really just like one or two is normally the plan for them to hide behind this little burrow. So and then they can poke their little head out and shoot people.
Yeah.
So it's like really like an upper here.
Yeah.
But it's to kind of protect them so that they can shoot things. Has been used for like almost ever, but not really like since the Civil War.
Yeah, since like guns.
So like, yeah, since like guns started showing up, people were making little foxholes, and it's a bummer. And I didn't realize how much of a bummer this was gonna be until right now.
Did you? I mean,
no, I really prefer the foxhole denning behavior.
With
denning behavior, yeah. And little foxes where they take a little nap and have a little snog.
Oh, are you saying snog now? Have you been watching too much Love Island UK?
Yes, I have.
Oh,
I love
my
a good
God.
Snog. Snogging might be. I mean, that's a fun word. Why don't we say snog more?
Because it's kind of weird.
Pretentious?
Yeah.
Does it feel pretentious? I mean, it doesn't seem pretentious when the UK people are doing it.
I don't know. It's just weird, the like slang that didn't like translate over here like ever.
Well, like, and snogging is just like making out.
Right.
But like snogging sounds like fucking.
Yeah.
Like oh yeah, I've heard snogged him.
A body make a snog sound, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, there's been times when you've been fucking and like, oh, what was that? That was a snog.
But maybe you know
squeak,
how some,
squeak.
You know how sometimes like the word in the UK means something different than it does here, but like mm-hmm. we both use the word like fanny, for instance.
Yeah,
so maybe snog is one of those things. Like over there, snogging is just like, oh, you
it's
know
making out
whatever. But here, snogging is like, we don't say it because it's like, no one wants to talk about that noise we just made.
I mean, I feel like there's other words for noises that everyone's very comfortable saying.
Can you name some of those noises?
I'm going to say queef. I'm just going to like throw it out there. Like, okay. I feel like that's one that people... I feel like
I could hear the word queef more, though. Like, I don't hear queefing thrown around a lot.
Well, that's true, because queefing, like, using it. How would you use queefing in a sentence? Like,
I queefed.
No, but that's queefed. Not queefing. I'm queefing. Just like panic. It's... see.
Like, panic. The panic.
And then the other person's just like, yeah, I know.
Aware. I can hear.
Oh yeah, I'm like, God. I feel like people aren't using the actual word queefing, ing, very often.
I'm.
But are we assuming, is that, that's like the sound you're thinking? Snogging and queefing would be like equivalent.
Similar. I mean, you know the difference between a snog and a queef when you hear it, but it's very
it's hard to describe. You know it when you see it. You know it when you hear it. You know it when you feel it.
Oh God, that's snog.
Oh man, I'm snorting now, guys.
We've reached the point where it's too much.
We're too tired. We're just like, listen. I was like, oh, foxhole. It means like a foxhole and like a military hole. And then I'm like, oh, the military is a bummer because war.
Military industrial complex. Bummer.
Bummer.
We profit off of war. Bummer. We let children live in poverty, but bummer. Spend trillions on war. Bummer.
God. It's everything's burning.
Oh yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, good times.
That's why, you know, we try to just talk about queefing more because it's like the world doesn't need more war. It needs more queefs.
And you know what makes the world go round?
Queefs.
Queefs.
Literally.
Literally, if there was no queefing, there'd
bye
be
bye Charlie.
Bye-bye babies.
Bye-bye baby. Baby Charlie.
Baby Charlie. Did you know that one of my favorite waitresses, she had a baby and she named it Charlie?
You have a favorite waitress?
Her name's Melissa. She's not my favorite. She's one of. My favorite is obviously and always and forever will be Shasta.
Oh, right.
Like
right.
Mountain, not the soda.
Got you.
She has specified.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she is the best of all time. She's like the waitress that like I walk in and sit down and then like a Diet Coke just appears. Like she's like, I know you want a Diet Coke. Shasta. And then she's like, what are we doing today? Are you doing this or this? And I'm like, you know what? Option number two sounds good. She's like, great, let's do it. Like she knows me.
Oh my God.
She like order, like when I go out with some people, like literally we all sit down and we all have different thing, like drinks just appear. She's like, you're a Cadillac Margarita, you're a Diet Coke, you like fucking Dr. Pepper, she's the best. She's the fucking tits. I love her so much. Shasta. But then there's Melissa, who's like fine. Because here's the thing, at my favorite restaurant, Mikasa, there is Shasta, who is the best waitress of all time. And then there's Melissa, who's like average. And then everyone else.
Got you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just let Shasta do all of it.
She probably could.
No, she probably could. Yeah. She'd do a better job. And then, like, way underneath all those people is Christian. And Christian is very pretty. Like, he's, like, a very pretty man. Yeah. And he, like, has, like, a million-watt smile. And he's just, like, charming and whatever. But he's a fucking idiot. Yeah. And he can't handle anything.
Oh, yeah.
But he gets away with a lot.
Because he's beautiful.
Because he's so beautiful. Yeah. Like, aggressively beautiful.
Like, why are you even here, Christian?
Yeah.
Like, what's your end game?
What are you trying to get here? Like, really?
What are you
fucking
after?
Mexican food tips? Like, what are you doing? But he's a fucking moron. Like, hard moron.
Listen, there's a Christian in all of our lives.
100%.
You know.
100%.
You know him. You love him.
But Melissa had a baby, and she named the baby Charlie. That's I don't know why we had to go so deep in this to say bye-bye Charlie.
Carolyn's really building her lore in this episode of the holes and holes. It's like we're getting those background characters, just fleshing them out.
Yep. But let me tell you, Shasta's getting married in summer. She's getting married in Hawaii. She is marrying the GM of Mikasa. Yeah. She's fucking the boss.
I love that journey for her.
She's fucking the
boss. Oh my God. Fuck the boss. Wherever you go, find the boss and fuck him.
Bad advice. Terrible advice.
Terrible advice. But like okay, it's working for our girl Shasta.
It's working for Shasta, but she's getting married in Hawaii in the summer. She has like grown-ish children. Like she's got to be older than she looks. Like she looks fucking fab. She's like the Gwen Stefani of Mexican restaurant waitresses.
Oh my God.
and she's just like, my kids aren't invited. Fuck them. I'm not taking. I don't need to deal. I don't want to deal.
Shasta, are you my new mommy?
Are you my mom? Because my mom also did not invite me to literally any of her weddings.
But she was like, I don't want to deal with them and they're bullshit. They're like drama. I hate. This is my day. This is my time. I'm going to Hawaii. I'm getting married. I'm living my best life. You're adults. Yeah. Deal with your own shit. And I'm like, yes, Shasta.
Yeah. I mean, if that's her journey, that's her journey.
That's her journey.
I mean, and it's different if your children are adults and they're still little bitches. I was like a full on 10-year-old. Yeah. And my mom was like, you're not invited.
Yeah. It was different. It was different.
Wow. I should probably go to therapy.
I was like, ooh, that's still cuts deep.
It cuts a little deep. Yeah. Even though she ultimately divorced that guy and I hated him.
This was the guy. She's divorced two people since then.
And she didn't invite me to her third wedding either.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I technically wasn't alive for her first wedding, but she still didn't invite me. So, I count
that
as a slight.
She invited you by conceiving you.
Damn. You got me.
Yeah. So really, she's like, wow, she couldn't be at this wedding. But let's bring her on board.
Ah, but then she still didn't invite me to her two other weddings.
No,
or any of her divorces.
How dare? Can we have a divorce party?
Yeah. Like you're not gonna.
Is she officially divorced from?
Don't think so.
Oh, because I was gonna say she's gonna get married again without telling us.
Oh, she for sure will. But at this point, I'm like, girl, you're a sloppy mess. God bless, but I'm an adult, so I don't really care. But when you're 10,
you're like, I wanted to be a flower girl.
Yeah,
you bitch. You stole that from me.
Oh my god,
the opportunity to throw flowers on the ground and let people walk on them.
I will never be a flower girl.
I was a flower girl one time.
Fucking rub it in.
Yeah, I will. I'll continue. For my aunt Trisha and my uncle Todd.
Oh yeah, makes sense. Makes sense.
Yep, I was their flower girl, and I was really bad at it.
Well, but
if that helps, I love the attention. I'm sure that comes as a huge shock to everybody. I love the attention. But for some reason, 3-year old Carolyn, as soon as all the eyes were actually on me, I was like, I don't know about this. And then I just walked down the aisle as fast as I could and just kind of threw them on the ground. I was like, OK, I'm done. Stop looking
There's
at me.
There's your fucking flowers.
You know, it's been a journey.
Yeah.
It's been a journey, my life.
Oh, yeah. Hasn't it all?
Truly. Pour one out for baby Carolyn.
Yeah.
And I don't think I was a flower girl at my mom's wedding.
Hmm. Well, you did such a shit job at Aunt Trisha's wedding.
My mom's I don't trust you. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I was very little.
Yeah.
I should call her up. Hey, Mom. I know it's 11:15. And you've been asleep for 6 hours. So you're well into your senior years. Okay. So thank you. You're welcome for my hole.
Thank you so much for your
holes.
Your depressing hole.
Yeah. I mean, one was fun.
Denning behaviors.
I like that. Yeah. But then the other one was
a little rough.
It was war.
Yeah. Rough around the edges.
Yeah. Just shooting people.
Yeah.
Woof. Okay. Wow. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I think I'm good.
Okay. Great. 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 If you want to do things for us, that would be cool. Go to arcadeaudio.net. Check out our podcast and all the other podcasts in the network. Some of you are already on Patreon. Thank you. But the others that are not, please go to patreon.com/arcadeaudio and monetarily support our show and listen to more bonus episodes like this. Please. It's fun. And if you want to follow us on the internet, you can do it lots of places. First, at the Holes and Holes on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Second, at the Heels and Heels on Twitter.
Wow. I'm at HIH Karma.
I'm at HIH Carolyn.
I am at HIH Producer.
Oh, wow. We got him.
We got him.
It's only because it's a real episode.
On lock.
I have to appear in each one.
I mean,
they'll ruin my IMDb page if I'm not.
That's not contractually obligated.
No, it's truly not. But just for those that aren't normally on Patreon, the producer does not like to be associated with the Holes and Holes podcast. He thinks,
I don't know why.
I don't know what the problem is.
We're just talking about holes.
And not even naughty holes.
I mean, most of the time. Actually, I don't think we've done any naughty
holes. We haven't done any naughty holes because we're we're waiting for a special episode to do a naughty hole.
I think the naughtiest we've gotten is the nostril.
Yeah, I talked about pores.
That was gross. That was just gross.
There was a penis involved in that one, though.
Oh, right. Because there's no pores on the penis.
No pores on the penis.
But its
penis is poreless. Fucking smooth sailing. No big pores on that dick.
Well, I mean, they would get pretty clogged and gross.
Gross. Oh,
damn it.
Just all like blackheaded up penis.
Oh, no. Okay, gross. We got to move on.
We got to move on. Sorry.
Abort. please leave us a rating and a review. Don't take that last statement into account when you rate and review us, please.
But now you're thinking about it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Wow. And please share us with all of your friends and family, and most importantly, your parrots. We need a parrot review. I need to know what parrots think of us.
Parrot. P-A-R-R-O-T-S. Not parents.
Parrots.
Parrots.
The bird.
The bird.
Cock. Fuck you. How do we do that?
I don't know. We both cacawed at the same time.
Wow.
Magic.
What does the cock
I am a
say?
Witch.
We gotta go.
Thank you guys for listening. We love you. Be sure to tell people you love that you love them, because it's important and life is short. And don't forget to always fart with reckless abandon. Oh, and stay sexy and don't fall in a hole.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.